Welcome to Sell Me Something Good,
the podcast where we teach you how to make good money
and feel good doing it.
We'll talk about squirm-free sales tactics, launching and scaling.
We're also going to talk with good people with businesses doing very good things in this world.
Every week, you'll walk away with real sales strategies you can use in your business right away. This is Angela Greaser.
And this is Melissa Camilleri. Grab your favorite notebook and pen. It's time to sell me something good.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel I can do no wrong, and I gotta say, yeah, it makes me feel good.
Well, hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hi, Angela. I am good. How are you?
I am doing great. Do you have anything good today? Tell me what's good.
I do. This weekend, I cleaned out my closet and okay, hold on. Was that going to be yours?
It's great that it's mine. Go tell me. We literally have the same something good this week.
I'll say something. I won't preface it with that. I'll do. I'm good.
And this is why we're friends. And this is why we have a podcast.
This is why we have a podcast. Okay. My something good for this week is our UGG slippers. Ooh. I received a pair as a gift from my dear friend, Jen. And they are like clouds on my feet. And all summer long, I haven't worn them because, you know, it's very hot where I live. But now that it's cold again, I busted them out. And it is like, it feels like the most trite self-care, but it actually makes me feel good. So I really do feel like it's giving, you know, it's like, oh, get your slippers, take a bath for self-care. But I really do feel like it's taking care of myself to wear like really fancy, expensive, nice slippers.
How loud are they?
Are they loud? Well, they have rubber soles.
Okay.
So like when I walk through the house, it sounds like I'm like wearing tennis shoes maybe, but they're not like super heavy.
Okay. I have a pair of UGG slippers that I love, but I feel like an elephant walking through the house.
Are they slides or are they moccasins?
I actually have a pair of both and they're both kind of, I think the slides are less clompy. Than the moths.
Oh, see, I feel like my moths are less clumpy.
But my moths that like I got like have like moths. A really thick sole. Like it's not the thin-soled ones. I think I might need to show
Do
me.
Do they look like this?
They don't look like that. See, that's what I think I need. I'm really thinking about, I think this Christmas, I think I'm going to ask for the L.L. Bean ones. They are the L.L. Bean moccasins, and they have like a lifetime guarantee.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And it's a local company that I think that
they're in Maine.
Yeah. Melissa.
I'm from California, so I just don't know all of these things.
L.L. Bean is right up the highway from us.
How cool.
I love slippers. I love being warm.
Me too.
And my something good is that I also cleaned out my closet this weekend. We're so ridiculous. Last week when we were recording, we showed up with the same sweatshirt. Yeah. We did not mean to coordinate. And then this weekend we're like, oh, I cleaned out my closet. Oh my gosh, I cleaned out my closet too. But it's really nice because this house that we are in right now was somebody's vacation home. And so the layout is like, we love our house, but there's all these like little strange things. Like the pantry is super small and the closets are really small because they weren't keeping all of their food or all of their clothing in this house. And so now that we're here and we've been here and we're accumulating more things and kids are getting older and all of that, we're feeling very low on closet space. But now I clean out my closet and now I can see my clothing again. Which is very good.
It's the best feeling. It's just so much more spacious. I had sitting inside my closet this weekend, a suitcase from multiple weeks ago that still had like a few pairs of shoes in there and like my dry shampoo.
I love that. I love finding those long lost.
Never put it away, you know, like it just sat in there. And so it was like, oh, finally, just like making room, putting the suitcases back in the, like under the stairs closet and just like having the space again just feels so good. And it just, you know, what they say about it making energy flow more easily. I think it's true. I feel it.
I love it. Flow that energy, Lainey.
Yeah.
Well, my friends, today is going to be a short episode because we are wrapping up season one of Sell Me Something Good. What a ride. What a ride it's been, Melissa.
It's been so fun. I think that we talked about this in the very first episode, that this was Angela's idea. And she said, hey, do you want to do a podcast? Hey, do you want to call it Sell Me Something Good? And I was like, yes.
Yes, I do.
Let's do it. I think you were scrubbing the bathtub.
I was.
And what a fun, little journey that this has been in season one. We went into this with pretty loose intentions, just being like, let's just see what happens. And it doesn't have to be this massive marketing engine or anything. We just want to have these conversations and see if people are interested. And well, we're so interested.
Yes.
Much to our delight.
It's been so fun. It's been great to see people's reaction and feedback. And sometimes we talk about things where does anybody else think the way we do? Is this going to resonate with people? And just to see everybody's responses and different takes on some of the strategies and things that you can do to really increase those authentic sales. It's been such a huge blessing. And we really encourage you, if you haven't gotten a chance, if you just found us, go back, listen to some of the episodes, tell us which ones really resonated with you. I can tell you the one that has been, as far as the charts and downloads, our most popular episode was the one that we did on parasocial relationships. And that was such a hot topic, which is really, really interesting to me because it was such a random, it was almost a side note in a conversation that Melissa and I were having. And then it turned into this big episode that people really enjoyed. And yeah, it's been great to be able to interact with you guys and share a little bit of what we do. And we're really excited to see if you guys want a season two, feel free to send us a message and we'll definitely, we would love to hear from you and hear your feedback, but we're so blessed to have had these 12 episodes to kind of get our feet wet with Sell Me Something Good.
It's been so fun. And it's been a good entree back into podcasting too. It's fun just to be able to have a set date to meet and talk with your friend about stuff that you care about.
Yes.
And so if you want to start a podcast, do it.
Yes, just do it. That's a very good message. Just do it because we didn't invest in fancy branding or fancy anything or, an editor, hello, meet the editor of Sell Me Something Good. And all of you people who are real podcast people are like, oh my gosh, we can so tell, Angela. We know, okay? We know you didn't hire a professional. But we're just more concerned at this point with the content and getting things out there than we were waiting until we could find the right editor and all of those different pieces. Just do it. If you have something to say, which we all have something to say, do it. And it's way more fun when you do it with somebody.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. My whole goal with this was just to let's go in and have fun. Who cares if it's imperfect or, our audio isn't as fancy and produced as others. Let's just go in and have fun and see what happens. And we have gotten so much awesome feedback that it is really motivating then to keep on going. So we'll see what season two brings to the world.
Yeah. And Melissa, did I tell you that we got our first podcast pitch? Someone pitching themselves to be on our podcast?
No, what? Yes. Tell me more.
No, I will tell you off the air because I don't want to talk about people who we don't have consent to talk about yet. But we got pitched by a lovely, there's two women who do some amazing work over in the UK. Reached out and want to be on our podcast. So now we kind of
we're international.
We also have a few amazing guests who we had to reschedule or people who were still on the kind of on the wait list of people who we wanted to talk to. So maybe season two will be a lot of interviews, but we'll see. We just wanted to kind of put a cap on these first 12 episodes and then see what the future holds.
Perfect. Can't wait.
Well, we appreciate you all for listening. Again, come connect with us on Instagram at Sell Me Something Good. Thank you for listening. Thanks for making season one so good.
The Sell Me Something Good podcast is hosted by Angela Greaser and Melissa Camilleri. Our theme song is It Makes Me Feel Good by Sonnet Simmons.
Come connect with us on Instagram.
It makes me feel good.